Happy New Year.
What's going on, guys? I'm leaving that in. What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the Brown Fox Podcast. My name is Matt, and joining alongside me, as always, for the new year, Joe. How are you, man?
Good. Good to hear that we got joined by an airplane right as the intro.
I know. But
hopefully it's not coming through the sound.
It shouldn't, because this Rodecaster is pretty nice. But yeah, thanks, plane. And Happy New Year to you too.
Thank you. I feel like I've been saying Happy New Year to just about everybody for the last week.
Pretty much.
Like halfway through January.
I know. Yeah, well, this is our first podcast for the year, guys, 2023. So happy to come along for the ride once again. Thank you so much for joining us, all who have joined us once again for a new year, a new podcast, and keen to get into it.
Awesome.
Cool.
Let's do it.
All right. And with that in mind, you guys know what's up. You guys know what's happening already. Let me just find it. Sorry, this is awkward. It's time for a bit of this. That took way too long. It's been a few weeks, guys. Give us a break. All right, guys. Once again, it is time for Dad Joke of the Week. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready for yours. I actually don't have a joke.
That's all right. I'll start us off. All right. You ready?
Sure.
I got fired from the bank today.
Really?
A woman asked me to check her balance, so I pushed her.
Clearly, it wasn't appropriate.
Yep, and that's how I got fired from the bank.
Oh man, that got jammed in my brain. I was like trying to think of something funny, and
nothing came out. What do you got?
Nothing came out at all.
Yeah.
Just like when, why you can't hear a psychiatrist go to the bathroom?
Why?
Because the pee is silent.
Josh has gone behind the camera. That was good. That was a good one, guys. So now, please, I don't know if we've had any comments yet, but please comment down below whatever platform you're watching or listening to this on. Whose joke was better? Was it the bank one, or was it the silent pee one?
Yes. But please don't leave.
Yeah. Please don't drop off, listeners. And that is Dad Joke of the Week. Cool.
Love it.
How you doing? How you doing, Joe? It's a new year. Fresh start to the year. Looking forward to what all this year has held. But how was your break? Did you get up to much over the holidays?
Not much. No, I did.
Yeah, I'm like, that's a lie.
No, lots of family time.
Yeah.
Lots of family time.
Awesome.
The whole break was just hanging around family.
That's awesome.
It was good.
Did you go away at all?
Yeah, went up north back to my old stomping grounds.
Nice. In
the big Rock Vegas.
I like
Hampton,
it.
And then they came down. My family came down and joined us at the Gold Coast for a few days.
Yep.
And I think we tired them out just driving around to Byron and back to Brizzy.
Mm.
Showed them the sights.
Mm.
And they left because they don't live here.
Cool. Fair enough.
It's a bit unfortunate. What'd you get up to?
Yeah, 2 weeks away as well, again with family. First week we went sort of down to the farm stay for a week down sort of out near Darlington, out past Bow Desert area. So with Dad's side of the family down there, and that was, awesome. Just sort of get away out to the countryside, some nice, amazing scenery around, and I had some sheep as well and a dam to catch fish. And so, yeah, it was pretty cool. This guy, he's just full of the jokes. I like it. And that was really good. And then, second week went up to Harvey Bay, which we do sort of 3-4 times a year.
Yeah.
Up to mum's side of the family up there. So a bunch of family up there. And, had a lot of fun sort of fishing and watching, playing cricket. And, just spending time with family, though. I think that was definitely, it's always the best thing about sort of going away. You can do all these activities, but there's nothing like sort of spending time with family. So
yeah, and going to Harbour Town to get some new kicks.
In between those 2 weeks, someone may or may not have given me a gift voucher sometime last year. And I needed new shoes. I needed, because as you guys will probably know by now, I'm right into golf. Love my running as well, and I need to do more of it. Love my footy. And so I needed new shoes, just joggers, runners, and I went to buy some shoes. So got some nice pair of Asics. So thank you. Thank you, Joe. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Asics.
Yes, yes.
And they're red, hey? Like a little bit?
Yeah.
Because red goes faster?
Yeah, 100%. Just like my golf bag. Doesn't really make me play better. Okay, so...
I'm sure producer Josh got up to a lot, but unfortunately can't hear him right now, so...
What did you get up to?
Summer camp.
Yeah.
He went on a camp with his church. Yeah,
when we're recording this podcast, he's just come back from his...
Yes.
Not really holiday.
Yeah, yeah. So he had a great time and we're back for another year, ready to go, ready to smash these projects out of the park once again, and we're growing and we're learning, but we're super excited for what 2023 has to offer.
Yes.
Yes. So I thought before we get into the bulk of today's podcast, I'd love to, and I know we did kind of in depth in the last podcast, but it'd be cool to kind of recap quickly the year that was 2022, and then also go into what we're looking forward to in 2023. So what were some of your biggest takeaways and highlights? Just in case people haven't watched the last episode, by the way, watch the last episode. It's great. But what were some of your biggest highlights and takeaways from 2022? And then I guess, what are we as a company and yourself as the boss man looking forward to in 2023?
Yeah. Well, biggest takeaway is probably, unfortunately, Maccas. I did look in my app and I did buy a lot of Maccas last year. So I have put an end to that.
You are not the only one.
Biggest takeaway.
And Josh,
somehow,
Josh is looking as guilty as ever.
I really thought it'd be KFC, but no.
Yeah.
But actually, no, that was last year. So again, we've turned over a new year.
So how many times have you had Maccas, honestly, in 2023?
What gets you 35,000 points in the app? Whatever that is.
Fair
it really
enough.
Started when we had one of our biggest projects, which was for a company that does, I'm trying to remember the company, Right Now Media. We went to the Gold Coast and we started having a bunch of early mornings.
Yep.
And I didn't have time to make breakfast.
So yeah, that's fair.
Started stopping in.
Oh, yeah.
So that was not good.
Yeah.
So about July last year.
Yeah.
But no, I have not been to Maccas since last month.
So December, yeah. Nice.
So now we're on a good track.
Awesome.
Actually, maybe the month before, because I did Project 50. So yeah. Anyway, that's completely not.
Hey,
what
you're a machine.
But no, in terms of actual takeaways and projects and highlights, I think last year really just helped. I really feel like it helped us to know what we are good at doing and what we enjoy doing. There's a principle called the hedgehog concept, which is in a book called Good to Great, which I actually not even up to that chapter, but I know the principle where you want to be able to do things that you're good at, that there's a place in the market for. And essentially there's another point that I'm not remembering now, but basically aligning everything where you get to do a lot of the work that you like doing that actually pays money and there's actually a spot for in the market.
Yeah.
So I feel like we found some of that last year.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm hoping to be able to do more of the things that we like doing.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
also align with what we, like I said, we do best.
Yeah.
So representing brands and businesses, getting to know who they are, and then just creating videos that tell everyone else who we know that they are and what they do. And I think we found a groove in a lot of the projects we did. I also like how we stepped up our production value for a few of our projects.
So yeah. Yeah.
Even though they're not the biggest TVCs or in the world or whatnot, but we managed to do some projects where we needed 5 or 6 people on set to do things. And that was exciting. Mm. Like just from a logistic point of view, trying to see what does it actually mean to pull together a crew.
Yeah. Yeah.
To do some bigger work. And yeah, there's more to it, but I'd say that's what sticks out in my head.
Yeah.
Right now.
Definitely.
And right, we got now a second coffee machine. So.
Oh, thank you again, Joe.
And Nespresso. Thank you.
It's a bit loud, but it pays off because it's quite nice.
Oh, that was not how I intended that to sound. When you said it was a bit loud, I tried to give you some coffee ASMR.
ASMR.
And
oh, yeah.
Did not
give,
sound right.
Give us the last one.
There was no slurping.
Still good. It was still good. What are some of the key... what are some of the key people that we've, or different types of people that we've been targeting, that we've been targeting in 2022 and would look to continue to target in 2023?
I think last year was also the time that I first sat down and actually went, who do we serve?
Yeah.
Who are our best clients?
Yeah, yeah.
Who actually give us the kind of work, and we've been able to do the kind of work that we like to do. And so what that helped me define was that there's certain personas that represent these people, that essentially one of them is a small business, small to medium business owner that has up to 20 staff or so, because they're in business for possibly 5 to 10 years at least, and they're very experienced, and they know what they do and why they do it. They're not just starting out for the first time. They're not just giving it a go, but they've actually been in the game for a while, which I really respect, because you can learn a lot from those people. But more importantly, they are good at what they do because they've been in the game for that long.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I've also found that we've enjoyed working with marketing managers and agencies who also kind of have the same type of clients. At the end of the day, the clients that we want to work with do meaningful work. They do things well, and they've been in the game for a while. And as a result, like I said, even if it's another person, another agency handling their marketing, we can kind of tap into that and see that they're quite good at what they do and their experience and all of that. Yeah. So, yeah, what do you think? Well, how would you look at 2022 and say we've grown or what you've seen?
Yeah, I mean, definitely agree with all that you said. I think we had some awesome opportunities to work with some great organizations, companies, businesses, and really finding out, and I wouldn't say that we have like a, you know, a particular niche or anything, but really finding out what we feel that we are best at doing, and those types of videos that we want to do more of leading into 2023. And I think 2022 was a real year of growth, not just, sort of in all areas of the business. Whether it be, with the team sort of in-house, you know, onboarding Josh sort of thing, sort of expanding our network of freelancers that we got to work with, but then obviously also our the clients we got to work with, and really finding out the sorts and types of videos and projects and the type of people that we would love to keep sort of working with and targeting. So awesome, super looking forward to 2023. We've got some exciting potential opportunities coming up, so looking forward to that.
It's good.
Awesome.
It's gonna be fantastic.
It's gonna be good. And with that, it's now time for another one of our favorite segments, Fact of the Day.
Wow, I forgot about this one.
Yeah. Yeah. As always, video related. How's everything looking, Josh? Looking all good? Thanks, mate. Appreciate it.
Which is
it.
Our main camera?
I think it's actually the Sony.
I've been looking at the camera the whole time.
Yeah, I think at the start it's I was looking at the camera. Light. It's yeah, the tally I know. Light. It's tripping, eh? But that's all right. Either or.
Whoops.
It's fine. It's
just look
fine.
At Josh.
He's a good looking man. By the way, can let us know if you can hear that plane. I think it'll be all right, though. Okay. Today's fact of the day, video related once again. 73% of consumers prefer to watch short form video to learn about a product or service.
Wow.
And that is what leads us into today's main topic of the podcast. So I would love to talk a lot. Well, we can definitely dive into more of it in further podcasts, but I'd love to talk a little bit today about short form video. And that statistic right there is just one of probably many statistics. You know, 73% of consumers prefer to watch short form videos. And by that we mean, you know, typically 30 to 60 second short vertical videos in the form of reels that you'd find on TikTok or Instagram or YouTube, you know.
Yeah.
They'd prefer to watch about or learn about a product or service via short form videos. And that is not at all saying that long form videos don't have its place. No, of course they do. They have their place for sure. But sometimes, and I've found this with myself, typically we don't have a long attention span, you know.
What did you just say?
Typically, what was that? No. Sometimes we'd prefer just a quick sort of snappy, straight to the point video, a 1 minute video about this product or service, or how to stop hitting a slice in golf, you know. So I'd love to talk about that. The short form videos today, and I'm sure we can definitely dive into it more in further podcasts. But what are your short form videos are something that we've been talking about a lot, especially the start of 2023.
Yeah.
How to best utilize it within your business, organization, the different forms, the different social platforms. What are your initial first thoughts that come to when we're talking about short form videos?
Right. Have you got enough record limit on this? Because we could be gone for a while. No, I'm
joking. Thumbs up. That's why we'll definitely dive into this. Yeah, we could talk for ages about this, but yeah. No, what do you got?
Yeah, actually, funnily enough, not that much in terms of what we can discuss about it. But I was actually having a phone conversation just before this podcast recording with some mates of mine, and we were discussing... I hopped into the phone call in the middle of them talking about content creation, and neither of them are full-time video people. They were just talking about content because it's quite a relevant thing. And they just so happened to also consume a lot of the same types of content that I did. So I kind of felt like I'd hopped straight into a conversation I was ready to have. But when I hopped into that chat, these guys were actually talking about the fact that even YouTube, as of last year or possibly earlier than that, really started to pick up on short form. And if YouTube's picked up on it and is starting to push shorts like they haven't before, then you know that that's where it's at.
Yeah.
It's not just Instagram or TikTok anymore. It's not just the social media platforms that you imagine would promote short form content. It's the big player itself, the big video library, YouTube, is really pushing shorts. And you would know from yourself consuming a lot of them that they're actually just, like you said, short form is so easy to watch. It's so easy to sit down and go, this is a very short video that I'm about to watch, and I know I'm probably going to get some value out of it, whether I'm going to laugh or I'm going to learn something. And the truth is that because it is the type of content that's getting pushed today, I don't want to say the wrong words here, but you really should not be discounting how important that is. Because even though it's important to make videos that you feel passionate about, if you're creating content for people to consume it, then you want to make sure that you've optimized it for two things. You've optimized it for the audience, number one, who you actually want to see it. So it has to be interesting from a human perspective, but you also need to optimize it for the algorithm. There's no way around it. If the algorithms of these platforms don't pick you up, no one's going to see the content. So it doesn't matter as much, right?
Yeah.
So even the most, like for myself, I've been consuming a lot of a guy called Alex Hormozi's content maybe a year now. And I always like to think to myself that I found him before he was cool, but I kind of
did.
I'll take it. I found him when he had about 30,000 subscribers, and now he's close to a million on YouTube, let alone the other platforms.
Yeah.
But he has absolutely mastered the art of the short form talking head video. Like, his team or whoever's doing the editing has really mastered the fundamentals of short form video, which is to have a hook, to have a story, and to have some kind of a triumph. Hook, story, triumph. Well, there's other ways you could label it, but just having a solid structure with a short video. So it's not just recording a video that is just fluff. There's substance to it.
Yeah.
So you've got a hook that grabs someone's attention. You've got a story that actually gives them the main information or story or an explanation. And then a triumph, a positive outcome of do this as your next step, or remember this when you're doing XYZ, or a call to action or something.
All within 60 seconds.
Yeah, it's consumable.
Yeah, exactly. And touching on what you said about even just the hook, I mean, it's super easy when you're scrolling through shorts on YouTube or wherever you are. It's so easy. If something doesn't grab your attention within the first 3 to 5 seconds, it's so easy to just keep scrolling. But if something grabs your attention just like that, you're going to want to stay and see what it has to offer. And so I think that structure part of it is super important and valuable. Yeah.
Yeah. I think if we've seen anything from the last decade or so, it's really hard to, it's an uphill battle to resist what's going on with the media shift.
Yeah.
You can't really, not that you should be thinking about doing it just because you feel like you're left behind, but you kind of will be if you don't do it in terms of understanding what's involved in creating this content and why it's valuable. Because even though we don't want to always just talk about getting views or reach. It's not the most important thing all the time. But if you want to get a message out there and you've got these platforms that are already naturally, organically pushing out this because they want people to see it, wouldn't you want to get seen?
Yeah.
Wouldn't
yeah.
you want to have the attention that you could get from capitalizing on short form video?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. No, for sure. I definitely agree with all of that. Why do you think, and you might have already said it, but why do you think short form video content is so relevant in today's society?
Well, I feel like you said why it is to start with, because we're in this scroll past everything, and if it doesn't capture you in 3 to 5 seconds, that's all it is.
Yeah.
There is an unlimited amount of, like, I don't know the stat off the top of my head, but like in one day, the amount of content being uploaded to the internet is more than it's been in years.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Previously, in one day.
Yeah.
So there is so much content out there that you might think to yourself, oh, why should I add to the noise? Well, it's not really noise if you have something valuable to add, for one.
Yeah.
Like people, if you've got something to say that's worth saying, it's the place to do it. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like we've said before, the power of video to reach people that you wouldn't normally speak to, because you can access it anywhere in the world at any time. That's the kind of bottom line of that. But this day and age, we're flying through technological advancements.
Yeah.
Like it's actually beyond the point of should you be on the internet. Like it's far, we've moved past that.
Yeah.
There is no denying that if you're not involved in the internet content creation side, you're well behind the eight ball now.
Yeah.
It's not actually a question.
Yeah, no.
Because things are moving too fast. Like AI is a completely another topic we can talk about, but that in and of itself is already going to change. It's already changed everything.
Yeah.
Let alone someone recording a video, this, like, you know, to have automatically generated artificial intelligence doing content for you.
Crazy.
It's another level.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. It's moving so quickly that if you don't do video now, you're behind. There's no other way to say it.
Yeah.
The generation that we thought, oh, this Gen Z is going to be the consumers. They already are. Like, we're talking about the people who are already watching the content. It's not like the babies anymore. I mean, yes, they'll be the next generation.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's the ones that are, they're not just consuming this content, but it might actually surprise all of us to know maybe potentially how many careers these Gen Z people are already having just by being content creators.
Yeah.
Just by making content, they might actually be making a lot more money than a lot of us are.
Yeah, yeah.
By using where the attention is at.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's not to say that we should be trying to compete with that.
Yeah.
It's just we can use the same platforms to add our own value.
Yeah, yeah.
To the people that want to hear it.
Definitely, yeah. No, that's a good point. It's a good point you made there. Yeah, that's good. That's good. Yeah, makes you think. No. I wanted to quickly touch on our own experiences with consuming short videos ourselves. So, I mean, how have you personally in your own personal life, and kind of step away from work for a second, how have you maybe sort of consumed, it could be in a work-related sense, but how have you found that you've consumed short videos yourself, and how have you found it to be, you know, super relevant and helpful?
It's really hard when you say it's not work related, right? Because that's the thing about these platforms, they all have algorithms that are stupid smart. But because they know what you're watching, they're just gonna put more of it in front of you. So if I'm watching people like Alex Hormozi, the influencers, the entrepreneurial type stuff, it knows that. It'll show it. At the same time, if you look at my feed, you're going to see basketball shorts and you're going to see...
That's where it's at, yep.
Entrepreneurial shorts. You might see the odd golf one here and there because the algorithm knows what I'm watching.
Yeah, yeah.
That's it. Like, there's nothing else to say about... I can't avoid it.
Yeah.
Because all of the platforms that I'm on know what I'm doing.
Yeah, exactly.
You kind of just get issued the same content that you're already consuming.
Yeah, yeah.
Whether it's TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, doesn't matter. Like, You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, for sure. For sure. I mean, in my personal, YouTube shorts, golf, cricket, sport, car racing, golf. Yeah.
That's the thing. That's the thing, right? Like, you cricket, didn't tell it to give you that content.
No.
It just knows you're going to watch it.
There's a lot of sport there. Obviously, as well as, you know, video related stuff, but yeah, no, it's pretty smart how it, you know, the algorithms of everything, and it's, and that's makes me want to, I guess, consume more because it's all relevant, you know?
Let's put this into a practical sense. So you might be thinking, and not you, but you might be a financial planner or an architect.
Yeah.
I just got to pick one. Let's stick with architect.
Yeah.
You might be an architect thinking, why should I make content for social media when, firstly, number one, I probably have enough work. I guess question number one is, well, do you want to grow? Do you want to stay in business long-term? Then if you can say yes to that, then you probably should make content eventually if you're not already doing it now. And the best time to start is today. You know, I was trying to think of another saying, but it didn't come to mind. So just cut that out. The second best time is tomorrow. No, that's not. Definitely don't put that in.
I'm leaving all
this. Don't put that in. This is Joseph misquoting inspirational quotes.
It's good. It's fine.
One, two, three. I was going to say 101. I said 1, 2, 3.
We'll leave those.
That whole thing is just a big blooper. Holy memes for days here, guys. Oh, gosh. I lost my train of thought.
Architect.
So you're an architect. And you're like, why should I make content? Well, imagine, right? Knowing that there are people, real people on other sides of screens that are going to be on social platforms.
Yeah.
And they may not be your customer now, but they might want to. So let's say they start going on Instagram or YouTube and start looking up things to do with architecture.
Yeah.
Because they want to know what's the experience like of working with an architect? Why should I have a house architecturally designed?
Yeah.
What are the benefits of going to an architect? And they're not looking for you yet, but they've already started. What if you did show up and they actually you were positioned at the right time, because not just you're providing good value, but the algorithm knows that person location wise might be close to you. Your content is what they're looking for. The algorithm will put two and two together that one day you'll show up in their feed, whether it's YouTube or Instagram. Like that there could lead to work.
Exactly.
And if you're providing enough of that value, it's just another touch point. It's not the only first time they'll see you. It's like, you know, first date, you don't get married. Like you need enough content so that they can keep seeing you, they can keep showing up, and they build the trust with you in the platform.
Yeah.
So that when they go, all right, it's time, husband or wife, to go get a house designed. This guy he's around the same city as us. Why don't we give him a call?
Yeah.
Because he's been the one who's helped us this whole way.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and that's where I kind of go, the algorithms are actually smart enough for the most part to connect the dots between you and your client if you can consistently create content that'll serve a good purpose.
Yeah, yeah.
So
it's awesome. Yeah, so good.
I don't know if that's what you're going for.
It's good. It's good. So many planes.
My gosh. How everyone's good. Coming back from holidays.
Welcome to the city. I mean, it's, even a recent example, super recent example, where I don't know if this is really even, it's short form video related, but a client that they want us to do a shoot, you know, at the start of each project in the pre-production stage, we ask, okay, so where would you like this video to be utilized or posted, you know, what format? We'll ask a bunch of questions at the start. And yeah, literally just shot a video yesterday, all in vertical, you know, because they literally just want it to be a sub 60 second video just for social media reels. And it's a real world example of I don't know, the I don't really know if this is anything to do with what you were just saying, but
oh, you're right. They're trying to capitalize on what they know is currently.
It's just a relevant, super recent relevant example of having to, actually intentionally filming and producing something solely only for reels.
I remember when vertical video first came out a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And just like most things that are new, a lot of people were poo-pooing on it. Myself included, we were like, okay, what's this IGTV thing? And why are they forcing us to shoot things vertically?
Yeah.
So all of us went, at the beginning of the video, do this little symbol where it goes, zzzz, and so you've got to turn your video, turn your phone on the landscape.
Yeah, yeah.
And nevertheless, look what's happened a few years later. I think just the fact that it, all right, just today's day and age, so 5 years from now, this may be the same, may not, but you're holding a vertical phone and you are looking at someone's face in the format that it fully fits naturally.
Hmm.
And that's all you need to know. It's just it's like when you're having a video call with someone, you're doing that.
Yeah.
Just like this.
Yeah.
It's kind of the same concept of.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's proven itself over time.
Yeah.
And I think that it's not a fad. Like it's not a fad. There was always going to be, I feel like the people scheming back in the day were always intending for this to take place, but it's just now really taken. It's now mainstream, for lack of a better word. This is how people need to consider making the video content. So you didn't ask the question, you may have thought, so what about long form?
Yeah.
So does that mean that long form is irrelevant? I think you mentioned it before.
Yeah, I was saying before that all of this is to say that does not mean that long form doesn't have its place. For sure it has, you know, standard YouTube videos, the horizontal, you know, website hero videos, whatever it might be. You watch it on the TV. You don't watch a TV in vertical unless you want to. It's on your TV.
I can't wait to see that one day.
Wait, dude. That's where it's headed though. Surely.
Go to the cinema. 21:9 anamorphic.
But yeah, I mean, that's
vertical.
Obviously all movies and TV shows and whatnot, YouTube videos are still in horizontal. So that's obviously all this to say is not to say that, yeah, horizontal, normal 16:9 videos don't have its place. But what are we saying?
I was going to ask you first what you thought. Do you think that long form videos are relevant?
Yes, I do.
Okay. But tell me. Tell me why.
Tell me why.
I was waiting for you to say
that. Yeah. Backstreet Boys. I think they are, but I definitely don't think they're quite as relevant in terms of comparing them to vertical videos as they were a few years back. Like,
okay. So you weren't saying that long form was irrelevant. Did I misunderstand you?
Did you ask if they're irrelevant?
Yes.
Sorry, I thought you asked if they are relevant.
Yes.
Sorry.
That's why I was thinking to myself, I'm like,
no.
Matt's turned the corner.
Yeah, they are irrelevant. No. To answer your question, are they irrelevant?
Irrelevant.
No.
Okay.
Sorry. We'll leave that all in, see?
Okay.
They're not irrelevant, but in saying that, they're definitely... So they're still relevant in today's day and age because they have their place on the certain... specific channels in the certain form.
Yep.
In saying that though, short form videos compared to when vertical, as you were just saying, first time vertical videos came out, and you're like, oh, what's this? Has just nearly taken over in a matter of years. In terms of, because everyone's, you know, everyone's busy, everyone's on the go. I mentioned it before, everyone has a quick attention span. And so, you know, everyone, is scrolling and wanting to consume quick tips or quick little moments of gold and stuff like that. And rather than having to go through a full 5 to 10 minute video trying to search for those moments of gold, they can go through a sub 60-second video and grab it just like that. Sweet, yeah. You know? And that's a way how... businesses and organizations utilizing video can super easily turn, if you have a podcast like this, or if you have a full instructional video, whatever it might be, a super easy and effective way to turn some of those moments in the video to, shorter vertical videos is to just grab those moments of gold and turn them into a real type video like we do for these podcasts, you know, and get straight to the point. People don't have to be searching for it, you know, in a longer form video. So yes, longer videos still have their place for sure, but yeah, short form videos, watch out.
No, exactly. And that's what I was kind of getting to was long form isn't irrelevant. Yeah. I think the thing that might encourage, hopefully encourage people who are interested in creating content today about long, why they should make long form interviews or podcasts is because it's possibly one of the fastest ways to make short form video.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like you said, this podcast, even though it's designed to be consumed as a 40-ish minute, however long video, we're actually intending this to get cut down.
Yeah.
So we're having these conversations with the knowledge that what you just said is probably going to become a sub 60-second video.
Mm.
We're looking to have these conversations, to have natural sounding conversations that don't sound salesy, that don't sound like we're trying to tell people what to do. We're just having a chat, but they'll actually become valuable statements that can be cut down into a short form video that's consumable.
Yeah.
That's actually the one of the main end goals of doing the podcast
is
to make it easier. So we're not like we are purposefully planning content to be shot specifically for short form.
Yeah.
But this gold can come out that just sounds like a chat.
Exactly.
And we're not really thinking about it.
Yeah.
Which is what you want, ideally. You want it to sound natural.
Yeah. And there are different ways that you can, different things you can do when cutting down long form videos into short form. You can, you know, grab it straight from the video, whack it on, you know, wherever social platform you want, and it's done. Sweet. And that's powerful in itself. Or you can add to it a little bit. You can add subtitles, and then you can add animated subtitles. You can add B-roll. You can add emojis. You can add photos popping in left, right, and center, you know, and that'll grab people's attention. Yeah, what we're looking for, in particular for these podcasts, those moments of gold. And so I'm sure there's plenty from you already. thanks, man.
That's the name of the game, right?
Yeah.
It's just getting attention.
Exactly.
We're just getting attention where the attention's at.
Yeah, and grabbing people's attention like we mentioned in the first 2 to 3 seconds, just like that.
Yep, there's no denying that today video is the most attention-grabbing way to get yourself noticed.
You've said it before and it's stuck with me. It is the currency of attention today.
Like, I think the important thing to know here is like, this stuff should sound obvious.
Yeah.
Because when you say that video is the currency of attention or something that sounds kind of cliche, it's because, well, right now you're probably watching, if you are listening to this, it's probably on a phone.
Yeah.
And that's where it's going to go. Mm. It's going to go where people are already spending too much of their time. And that's the thing, right? Like you can, I think that's the important thing. It's probably a bit of an ethical discussion in some ways.
Yeah.
But it's like, obviously, do you want to contribute to people's screen time? Well, I think you can't control other people's behavior. I think you're not responsible for anyone else's behavior other than yourself, right? So you can limit your own screen time.
Yeah.
But if you need to get a message across, you're not going to do it today by sending a postcard.
Yeah.
You're probably going to record a video.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's kind of one of those, unfortunately, it's kind of got to get with the time.
Yeah. Right? Get with the program.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, I don't want it to come off a bit like, you know, negative.
But yeah. And we definitely don't want to be saying to all the people out there who don't use video, but who are, you know, photos and postcards, we're definitely not saying, they definitely have their place. And, you know, if I receive a card or a postcard or a letter from someone, that's nice, you know. But what we're saying is video is the currency of attention today. It's the closest thing you can get to real life. If someone took a photo, if Josh took a photo of us recording the podcast right now and put it up on social media or wherever and said, here's today's podcast, but it's just a photo. It's not really the same. You know?
It's kind of like you're getting part of the equation.
Yeah. Yeah. You're getting part of it.
Yeah.
We could upload our transcript of today's podcast. Yeah. And you could read it. That's great. But you can't hear us or see us, you know?
And that leads to kind of being the trifecta is actually having the good video with a solid thumbnail, which is a still image.
Good
text. So it all plays a part
in
working the system when it comes down to
it.
But I think I would hope that someone would listen to this, maybe someone who knows us, because that's most of the people who listen to the podcast, and be encouraged to actually give it a go if you're not doing it already, because if you have something of value to share, this is how you do it today.
Yeah.
And it's not going to change. Actually, this is going to keep going for a while.
Here we podcast. Go.
No. That's we're good. At 41 minutes.
That's great.
But, you know, I know nothing about the royal family stuff, right? I know nothing about it. Except every now and then when we're in the kitchen here making food, the ladies and some of the guys in the accounting firm are watching, watching Harry and Meghan. So I watched the first episode with my wife of Harry and
Meghan.
You
knew the Queen died, right? Sorry. I was like, sorry.
Yeah, of course.
Rest sorry.
No, but in all seriousness, though, because my wife is semi-interested in this stuff. That's one thing I did on Saturday. I watched the first episode of Harry and Meghan with...
Well, you beat me.
with my wife. And it was actually it's a really cool docuseries, to be honest, cool. Even though I don't know tons of what's going on. But it was so interesting looking at the life of Harry's mum, Princess Diana.
Yeah.
And how they documented her getting just paparazzi left, right and center, like being flooded by cameras. And it was actually very you can never empathize because we're not in that situation, but you kind of empathize with the fact that any celebrity getting cameras in their face when they're waking up in the morning, it's not a healthy place to be. No. But I think what I'm trying to get out of this is 20, 30 years ago, it was very rare to get a camera in anyone's face and talk to it.
Yeah.
Let alone 30 years ago when that was what happened to get all that footage. But today, whether we like it or not, there's cameras everywhere.
Yeah.
And I think the trick is not avoiding the camera. It's trying to look at it as actually it's a friend.
Yeah.
To get your message across.
Yeah.
So an art today of anyone who wants to stay relevant in the 2020s plus is to get comfortable with talking to a device.
Yeah, yeah.
To actually get comfortable presenting yourself on camera so that someone else can hear you on the other side and relate to you like you're a real person.
Yep, yep.
And it takes a lot of repetition because it's unusual. But eventually, like ourselves, we've done this a few dozen times over the years, you finally start to get a sense of it's not that terrifying.
No. Mate, you're a natural.
Natural after years of doing it.
And that's it. Well, that's it though. It takes practice. It takes years. And I'm definitely, I've had a couple of, I'll leave that alone. I was going to say channels in the past. I've had a little bit of experience, but I'm still definitely always on a journey working on it. But it does take a lot of practice and time. And but no, that's good. You actually just reminded me, side note, you were just explaining, talking about that documentary a little while ago. I'd love to talk about, on another podcast, I'd love to talk about documentaries or the art of documentary. That'd be cool.
I thought you were going somewhere with that statement.
Not really. just the thought that I'd love to.
Oh, as we want to do talk about docos.
Yeah, maybe another podcast I'd love to talk about, just documentaries. Yeah,
exactly.
Cool to talk about.
So a lot of really good. They're fascinating when it's well produced.
Oh, yeah, and I'm currently watching one and about to watch another one. Sport related, surprise, surprise, but it's just like, so well done. Anyways, wrapping up the podcast, I think this has been awesome. Presents. wrapping today's podcast, what are some closing thoughts from yourself and why... Why should a business in today's day and age, and we've probably already said it, but why should a business in today's world consider utilizing short form video? And any other closing statements from yourself before we wrap this bad boy up?
Well, like you said, we've kind of talked it half to death now at this point, but if you want to be relevant, if you want to be relevant today in 2023 plus, it might look different again in 2025. It might be if you want to be relevant.
Diagonal videos.
If you want to be relevant, know how to talk to an AI. Like it'll change. But today, this very moment.
Yeah.
If you want to be relevant, you got to have some level of video presence in the interwebs. That's just fact. Like even if you've managed to do business this long, you might think it's an industry an industry that will never change. I don't know what it could be, like blacksmith. I don't know. I was just thinking something and I was, I probably just lost credibility. I was like, what do you mean blacksmith?
What do you mean by that?
We're so relevant.
Yeah.
But like, that's all it is. That's actually all it is. If you want to be relevant, if you don't care, cool.
Sweet.
But that's kind of the bottom line. If you want to be relevant, and relevant means things, it means actual things.
Yeah.
Means,
yeah.
Do you have a voice today? Do you have credibility today?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you have an audience today? Like, there's reasons to have those things. And most of them have to do with just kind of life.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like doing your vocation. Like, business involves making money. If no one knows who you are, or you run out of people to pay the money, then you can't run the business.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you want the people to know about you, there's ways to do it that are everyone's already on.
Yeah, yeah.
As well as whatever's already working.
Yeah.
But video and content is going to be massive if it already is.
Exactly, exactly.
So if you want to stay relevant,
yeah,
you got to do it.
Yeah, that's it. You got to, as best you can, move with the times, because it's everything's changing. As we were saying, I don't know how long ago, a few years, you know, vertical videos, they just weren't even a thing really. And now it's kind of where it's at, you know, in a sense. So thank you, Joe, for that podcast.
Thank you, Josh.
Thank you, Josh.
I need the producer mic next time, eh?
We keep talking about him. I mean, he was on the last podcast, so maybe next time we get him a mic or even on the podcast, I don't know. But thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in today. Hopefully you gained a lot of value and content from that. Looking forward to the next podcast. Who knows? Might talk about documentaries or anything else you'd love us to talk about, which leads me to, if you'd like us to talk about anything in particular, definitely leave it down in the comments below and we will try our best to cover it, whether it be a whole podcast or a segment, not sure. But
Matt's mustache,
yeah,
grooming
it's
tips.
Been months and it's going nowhere, so we'll see how that one goes. When are you gonna grow one,
mate? That ship has sailed.
surely we put a photo up of you and in your mustache days.
Sure, if we want to lose more audience.
There goes our viewership. Nah, thanks so much, everybody, for watching and listening. Really hope you enjoyed it. And we will see you in the next podcast. And just like that, Fox is out.
Meow. It's not a cat.
And cut there.